Good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic segment. Good evening, everybody. And it's that time of the evening. It's that time of early evening where we discuss business matters. Yes, as we have always been doing. It's me, David Shombe, and with my colleagues,
Safe
Person. How are you guys?
And Her Royal Highness, Hileni Inani.
Yes, full name now.
Yes.
Yes, dear listeners, we are always very happy to be with you, particularly at this point in time. And as we have always been doing, we are continuing with what we do best at this time. And you are listening to Business and Economic segment. For those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, or for those of you who are following us for the first time, Business and Economic segment is an economic discussion platform where we discuss business, we talk about investment, we talk about trade, we talk about SME development, we talk about, middle corporations to bigger international corporations. We talk about everything economic. In fact, we talk about everything because they say everything has an economic angle. Everything affect the things of bread and butter. And as we have been always doing, we also do policy analysis. We analyze, policies, domestic and international policies. We look at, international and local institutions, particularly banks. We look at decisions of the banks. We look at where Namibia is getting finance and just areas where we need to improve. So, like we are always saying, we always make sure that, after every conversation that we bring about, we can open the line for our dear callers to engage us in the studio so that you can bring your contribution, you can bring your views. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to agree with everything that we are saying. You can be, you can disagree with what we are saying as long as you are passing your point across with respect and at least the point which is, assisting us to make sure that we build the Namibia that we want. Because at the end of the day, we may be at a different platform. We may be at different, workplaces, but the aim is only one. The end goal is to make sure that, we build the Namibia that we want, the Namibia where everyone is happy, safe, and also the Namibia where everyone is able to benefit from, economic development, infrastructure development, and most importantly, human development where everyone is able now to be a happy person and a person who is having a fulfilling life. And so we can only do that when we bring you those thought-provoking, conversation and, awake the innovative mind of everybody who is listening and who has a country has had, it had. Yes.
Yeah, ne? English does that to people, guys.
No, it's not English anymore.
One day you have a beautiful conversation on or in your head and then you switch on the mics and the angles very angles me.
They're saying the English that we speak in our mind is not the English which is coming out.
I know. I understand. Never forever. Mm. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, a very warm welcome to you to Eagle FM, your number one talk radio station. So, like we always do here, we come and we tell you things that some of you are aware of and some of you are not aware of. So, we do have services here at Eagle FM. We have live broadcasting services, live streaming services, as well as sound services that we offer to clients or to, for parties, graduation parties, birthdays, weddings, you name it. So if you require a sound system for your event, you can always call us and get your quotation for a sound system. Alternatively, you can call us and we can live stream your event. We can live broadcast your event so that people are able to listen to your event as it is happening and perhaps also just, be involved and participate and engage the people through either calling in or through social media platforms, which is by commenting on your live stream or sending messages to our numbers, which you will be able to answer on air. We also have our Eagle FM app, which enables you to listen to all our programmings. Whether it is live, whether it has passed, some of you guys, you are too slow. You need to catch up, man. So You miss shows because of commitments, of course. So you can always go back to our Eagle FM app and listen to our podcast, which is previous broadcasted shows, previous broadcasted conversations that you will find, and you will be able to know what is happening. Sometimes it's just to review certain things and to get yourself up to date with things. Some of you guys, you have missed the State of Nation address. You have missed important conversations that were broadcasted here. So if you want to know, so that you cannot just be the one in a conversation every day, you just wait for the version of Sabawell Wings so that you can participate. But when people talk about constructive narratives, you are quiet. Now you are waiting for the conversation to move to Sabawell Wings and Nyash so that you can participate. Do not be that person. Let's quickly pay our bills.
Yeah, in a few minutes, in a few seconds.
Omiaru odhuri kekucha iponga ivurithi oma yovi umurongo na gali ya dhidhiri kwa mona mibia omvura aziku. Onkene ondita ara onora oyo awike umaru wiponga watamba kumonjira dhitumo pasanjika. Otashi vurika, saa shimpuyu, ningashoka shumonjira eto hupitha omwenyo.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device...
Okay, before I continue scolding you guys about Nyash and Sabawell Wings, it's a long weekend and most of you guys are on the road. You're going away for the weekend. Please drive safe. Please be vigilant on the road. Treat everyone like, you know, they are not fine in their heads. That way you can save yourself and the lives of other people on the road. Because if you just decide others can see, then so you later see no one on the road can see anything. So just drive safe, guys, and be on the lookout for anything that may endanger you or your loved ones or other road users. So, like I was saying, download the Eagle FM app. Listen to all our programs. Keep yourself up to date with news that's happening in and outside of the country. You will be able to also know what upcoming events we have, upcoming broadcasts, upcoming guests. And if it's guests that interest you, you can always just be by your radio and have your questions ready or call in and make sure that you engage that particular conversation so that you can get the information that you require. lastly, you can follow us on all our social media platforms, which is LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram and X, as well as our WhatsApp channel on 081-200-4144, 081-200-4144, and you will be able to follow up with everything on that number. And if you have news items, you know what news is, right? If you have news items that are happening in and around your areas, in and around your communities, you can also just send us a message on that number and we will be able to follow up and do what we do best, which is bringing narratives to the attention of everyone else. And with that said, let's quickly go to a musical... Yeah, me and musical breaks. I'm so used to Saturdays, guys. I want music. In fact, I should be next door right now turning the floors down, but it's fine, man.
Yeah.
Let's quickly go for an ad break and we will be back right after this.
Mukungu lelewa tuko maikuto wa mina apili kwa mavucha aziva. Mwele kisema app ato kasi nchavu kamso. Zakale, liferile. Mise kunani, zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zali vuka kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba ep, mwikutwe kulibusie mba santo ye mwietuna. Mwikole sifera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Hamuvone, imba encha ni encha farizwe ikopanya mifuta ya lifera matasa ep ilini, kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyali njira mlimu. Zengwi, zefu mani hamasifera sesifa ep ya imba, kize tatama. Elsin, Ehangano, Oshiherero, Omaemuriro, Catholic, Smane Kakarunga, Africans, Nizeng Zengata. Muluri zeze kachenu, haiva mtavira kulisfera sa kereke ya mina, si ekezwe fam koloko wa lifera za imba, va 081-2358-063, kapa mulumere imele kwa digital@omalite.com. Muzive, nikufuma na imba kachenu, mukona kuifumana fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station. Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077. Did you know?
So, Namibia is blessed with stunning landscapes, rich wildlife, and a unique cultural heritage that has captured the world's attention. But what does all this mean for our economy? So tonight, we want to go beyond the Instagram pictures and tourist brochures. We're asking, what impact does tourism really have on our economy and development as a nation?
Yes, let us start with tourism, maybe some of the few statistics that we can rely on before we go to the conversation. But before we go to those statistics, we must understand that Namibia is one of the blessed countries. That point, you cannot overemphasize it. Everyone talk about Namibia wealth. Everyone talk about Namibia mineral resources. Everybody talk about Namibia beautiful places, which are not, you know, seen anywhere in the world. Talk about the oldest desert. We talk about, you know, beautiful beach. And also, yeah, floras and faunas, that is animals and plant. We talk about, you know, individuals coming from all over the countries, all over the world, all over, you know, Western world, Asian world, and also Middle East coming to Namibia to come and also visit. Then you have to look at a few statistics to understand that. What do you mean when you talk about Namibia tourism? How much tourists and bringing to Namibia? And you also need to ask, what are the Namibian gaining from this tourist? Who is benefiting from this? And what is the contribution of tourism to Namibian development? On top of that, the conversation, we also have to make sure that we drive it to challenges in tourism. What is the barrier of, you know, having beautiful tourism attraction places? Who is standing on that way? Maybe we are also going to touch the area of self-sabotaging, like, you know, poaching, you know, other things. But yeah, statistics are indicating that apart from COVID-19, which shut most of the global logistic hubs, and also, there was restriction of movement of people, then from there, tourism sector was a bit affected, or mostly it was affected in a negative way. But when you look at from 2021, 2022, the income from tourism started picking up. Then when you look at now, it was indicated that in 2023, Namibia tourism sector brought in about $348 million, and that is a huge amount of money. Then it was also indicated that within that year, it has contributed around 6.9, in fact 7% to national GDP, and in that year alone, visitors which came to Namibia are around 863,000, which is not even more than 200,000 before you reach 1 million per year, which means that you have a lot of people who are coming in the country. That means a lot of job created. And that is also means that you have something that other people do not have. That means that when you talk about tourism, you are one of the big men in tourism sector. And the question that you need to ask yourself is that how many people are involved in this sector? Mm-hmm. And who, how are we benefiting from this sector? And who is at the center of these things? Maybe that is where we have to start the conversation from. Then we can also look at how can we make tourism as a sector which is more attractive to Namibian and also to participate more, because having a little opportunity to work at international organization, I realized that every day Namibia is receiving visitors, and those guys, when they are coming into Namibia, everyone wants to go to the coast, everyone wants to go to sleep in the lodge, everyone wants to go and visit the Tosha, and that is money. And that is maybe where we have to start with the conversation, to say, where are we standing now, and how can we make sure that the tourism sector in Namibia is being upgraded, advanced, and also to make sure that Namibia can tap into those, untapped industries, or maybe not well advertised industries. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you have already mentioned some of the figures that the tourism industry has contributed to the GDP of the country.
Yeah.
And in 2014, the gross domestic product contribution from the tourism industry was 14.3 billion,
mm-hmm.
Which accounted for 6.9% of the total GDP. And, the tourism industry is one of the industries that is not really explored by Namibians themselves.
Yeah.
In as much as we would love to have that conversation, the reality on the ground is that a lot of Namibians are not able to travel. A lot of Namibians are not able to tour the country.
Yeah.
And therefore, They are not part of those figures that we are currently talking about, or a little to few of them are part of the figures that we are currently talking about. So when you look at it from a different angle, it shows you that the potential for more profits from the tourism industry is there, especially if Namibians started to participate in this particular industry. If Namibians were to become tourists in their own country,
yeah.
Do you know what that would do for our income? Do you know how much more employment that would create? But at this rate where we are standing, we as a Namibia, we are mostly depending on foreign tourists to make this income. And that is how we came up with these figures. This is where these numbers are coming from. It's not coming from you and I.
Yeah.
Because we don't go anywhere.
we are just moving around.
You are just moving between Vambuland and Windhoek.
You
don't go anywhere.
And I think that is one of the points that we need to look at, to say, you know, you have a sector which is bringing a lot of money in the country, and you are asking yourself, when you look at Namibian business people, how many of them are benefiting from this? Mm-hmm. How many of them are benefiting from this?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying this with a little bit of knowledge, to say there are also institutions which are monopolizing this tourism sector. There are only few companies which, when you come to Namibia, you already know where you are going to sleep. You already know who is going to pick you. Mm-hmm. And you already know where you are going to buy. Maybe the little change where Namibians, or maybe ordinary Namibians, are going to benefit, it's only when you become a tour guide, or maybe when you become, those business individuals who are selling, African materials, or how do you put it, craft works.
Yes.
Maybe you become that person. Mm-hmm. But if you are a taxi driver, I don't think you are going to benefit. If you have your small lodge, which is not well known, I don't think you are going to benefit, because there are always those individuals who, I don't want to say they are connected. Mm-hmm. It's a bit monopolized.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when money is coming to government, or when you say within a year, you have almost 1 million people who are coming into Namibia. These people are not coming with just $1. They are coming with money in euros. They are coming to enjoy themselves. But yes, this money is going somewhere.
Mm.
That's why we are saying, how can we make sure that, Namibians directly benefiting from tourism attraction, Namibians also make sure that they maintain their tourism attraction sites. Because maybe we are only participating in a bedside when we become poachers. We are putting our tourism attraction down. But in terms of direct benefit, I think that's something which need to be explored.
You mentioned about small lodges and small businesses.
Yeah.
Actually, For as long as your facility is doing well in Namibia, people will come. That is actually the one thing that I have noticed that I'm learning slowly but surely.
Yeah.
When tourists come,
yeah.
there are those that come and they want privacy.
Yeah.
So when you want that level of privacy, you go to somewhere quiet, somewhere nice, somewhere clean. Mm. As long as you have advertised your product, as long as your place is well kept,
yeah.
as long as you know you have everything in order, you are on the right websites to make sure that clients are able to know about you, then how small your business is does not really matter, especially with the tourism industry. There are little places I've gone to in this Namibia and you're like, people actually come here? And people, I'm also referring to myself because...
It's your first time also.
Yeah, it's also your first time. So you're like, okay. So people actually come here. And some of those places, you'd be shocked. You will try to make a booking. And you will be told we are booked out for the next 6 months. Let's take like Oanob, for instance.
Yeah.
It's just here a few kilometers out of Rehoboth, between Rehoboth and Windhoek. So with that place, it's beautiful. They do a lot of activities there. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
So many times I tried to book it. They will tell you they are booked out for the next 4 to 6 months. People are booking in advance. So you can see that the business is there. Maybe the question that we should be having, maybe the conversation that then we should be having is that to say, to create more places of attraction so that it also contributes to more employment. Because currently, from the statistics of 2024,
yeah.
58,000 people were employed in that particular industry. And we sit with a high unemployment rate. So maybe,
yeah.
maybe if, more places could be availed or more people could come up with, attractive places, attractive ideas that would make people want to come look at you or want to come tour your town
yeah.
or your village or so forth, then maybe the job creation would be there and it would also contribute to the country largely. It would contribute to employment and it also just uplifts the economy of whatever surrounding area you are in because a lot of infrastructure would have to happen if people are going to come to your place, network facilities, water facilities, electricity facilities. So when you start to look at things like maybe let Namibians, increase the need for tourism.
Yeah.
And also just to say, I don't think our current, standards, tourism standards are very friendly to Namibians.
Yeah, and maybe while you are there, we talk about Namibians, because when you look at different places, when you look, for example, NWR, which is the state-owned enterprise, and to me, I think it's only NWR, and maybe a bit of in the Gondwana, but this one is private now. NWR, I think it's monopolizing, and I think the best way to do it is to make sure that how many SMEs or how many small business enterprises can benefit from this, because if you are already a government, you are already an SOE, you can't take everything. At least I know you have facilities, but how many companies are you guys subcontracting, or how many business individuals are you mentoring? Because at the end of the day, Namibians must also benefiting from tourism, not only at the end of the things, but to make sure that you give strength to private sector, because your job as a government, not really to say you should not compete with citizens, but at least give them an opportunity, train them, and also even sell part of what you give, because that sell part of what you have to the what, because citizens are the shareholders. Well, it has been done.
Well, even another idea of on all the lodges, we have a lot of craftspeople, right?
Yeah.
Have them have a little kashopiki there.
Yeah.
You understand? So
yeah.
You don't take that part.
Yeah.
So that is also another job of creation and also empowering SMEs.
Yeah. Yeah, because when you are running an SOE, you are running it at you are so relaxed. You are so relaxed because anything happen, government is going to bail you out. But if you give portion of, when you give that sector to private sector, I think it will also allow these guys to work so hard and also to maintain what they have. Because at the end of the day, it's going to be very difficult to benefit directly from, tourism. Because the other thing that we also need to look into is challenges. Maybe we should talk this after a commercial break. We should talk about challenges of, direct benefit, or maybe challenges of, tourism in Namibia. Then we can also look at what are the Namibians doing? What are the Namibians doing to block, or what are some of the activities that Namibians are doing
that hinder the
success of tourism in Namibia? Mm-hmm. We are going to touch on poaching and other things. Poaching. We can also touch on criminal activities toward tourists, and also other activities. Maybe that is where we can also look at and clarify.
Mukungu lelekwa tuko maikuto wa mina apiri kwa mavuchaziva. Mwere kisema ep atolo kasi nchavu kamso. Zakare liferide. Nise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zari vuka kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Mwone maikuto amancha a imba ep. Mwi kutwe kulimusi emba santo ye mwine tuna. Mwi kole sfera fama kepe marizo hola mina. Hamu vone. Imba encha ni encha farizwe ikopanya mifuta ya lifera matasa ep ilini kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyali njira mlimu. Zengi zefu mani hamasfera sesfa ep ya imba ize tatama. Elsin, Ehangano, Oshiherero, Omaemuriro, Catholic, Smane Kakarunga, Africans, ni zengi zengata. Mululi zeze kachenu, haiva mtavira kulisfera sa kireke ya mina, si ekezwe fa mkoloko walifera za imba, va 081-2358-063, kapa mlumere imele kwa digital@omalaiti.com. Muzive ni kufumana imba kachenu, mkona kufumana fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station. Did you know that in Namibia over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077. Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Yeah, dear listeners, we are continuing with the business and economic segment. We are continuing with business discussion with me, David Shombe, and my colleagues, Helen Inane and Zafia Basson. Zafia, are you there?
I am here.
What are the challenges of effective beneficiation from tourism sector in Namibia?
I think a big one that speaks to, or that actually hinders tourism.
Yeah.
Is our crime, right?
Yes.
And I think a big contributing factor is our unemployment.
Yes.
Because, you know, our unemployment rate is very high. So people tend to venture into other.
They're venturing into
okay. other money-making, hustling ideas,
yeah,
you know, the best or the easiest way.
Yeah.
And that we, there was a time.
Yeah.
Or a recorded time where we actually had a lot of tourists being robbed and, you know, assaulted and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that is one of the things that actually speaks volume, because remember when there's an article or a report, a crime report on these tourists,
yeah.
it goes international as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then for me going to Namibia, and then I'm thinking, oh my goodness, what if I get robbed?
Yeah.
Because when you go to those places, they are very secure, because I mean I've been abroad and you can, you know, where I still hold my phone and my things because I'm coming from Namibia, you know, from Africa.
So you are traumatized.
When you leave, so you see someone, it's not that safe, but I mean it is to some degree. Okay, with there it's a lot of serial killers and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but their crime is not as it is in Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're walking and you're still like, guys, please keep your bag close to you and stuff like that. But yeah. when they come here, they don't have that kind of, they carry their bags, they carry their cameras anyhow.
Because
that's not what
table.
They used to.
Yeah.
You understand? They put it on the table, their bags. And that's not what they used to. So I think crime contributes, it's a bad hindering factor towards our tourism attraction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it makes our country look bad.
Indeed.
So I think where we need to help, or where we need to curb it, it's obviously with job creation, but also to see how we can actually protect our guests.
Yeah, I think job creation must be in the tourism sector, but not that way.
To see how we can.
Yeah.
Not scare away our guests.
Yeah, because maybe we need to look at how can this industry expand itself so that we can accommodate more Namibians, because we have Namibia Tourism Board, and it's one of the well-established institutions. But when you look at the work which they are doing, I think they need to do more in order to make sure that they bring about Namibian, especially young people and also adults, how can they participate in tourism activities? There used to be this thing, youth competition in tourism.
Mm.
It's happening every year. But when you look at the project which Namibians we are giving, you end up realizing that it's only a small sector of these young people. I've been attending that thing and I've been watching what's happening.
Mm.
Then you realize to say, we don't really understand tourism. It's only few people who can come up with a winning tourism project that can be funded. Because even no matter how many times you are able to try to figure it out, to say, how can I contribute to this? You realize to say, it's only few people within Namibia who really understand what tourism is.
Mm-hmm.
What is, there's business in tourism, and there's a word which they use, it's not ecotourism. There's a word which they use, talk about cultural tourism and all those things. Then you realize to say there is a deeper end in the tourism sector. It's only that maybe we do not understand. We may want to participate in the tourism industry, but we do not really understand. We think when somebody is participating in tourism industry, it's only when you own a lodge, when you own a shuttle company, and maybe when you are a tour guide. But there is a lot of things that a person can do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wanted to add to some of the things that are, you know, affecting the tourism industry.
Yeah.
The lack of Namibians being able to tour the country is also a problem, because you cannot sell to others what you don't know yourself. So, you know, we have friends in other countries, ne?
Yeah.
And when they ask you about your country,
There's
barely nothing you can tell them. Not that you don't know the places exist, but when you mention those places, they follow up with, so how was it when you were there?
No, that is a very difficult question.
But you have never been there, and this is a result of, guys, per person sharing is killing us.
Yeah.
Per person sharing. The rate at which they charge you is per person sharing. So if a room is 1,000, it's 1,000 per person.
I did not get you at the beginning. No, no.
It's 1,000 times two.
Mm-hmm.
Already the money is ridiculously a lot. The rates are high. So maybe, just perhaps, if they are listening and there's a provision for Namibians, I know they are trying.
Yeah.
Because they are constantly coming up with ways to make it, affordable for Namibians to see these places. Yeah. But if this particular people, if the people involved, if the highest stakeholders in the tourism industry were following along to the NSA results.
Yeah.
They would know that where they are putting things now with their trying, it's still not enough. It's still not reasonable enough. Most Namibians still cannot afford, you know, the rates they have put for them. And that in, and that also is a problem because, you, like I said, you cannot sell what you don't know. You cannot market your country if you have not been there. Sometimes we go to places and when our friends see us there, they also want to go.
Yeah.
But if you cannot afford anything at all, you can just afford to travel to your homestead in the north and back to your flat in Windhoek.
Yeah. It's affordability.
Yes, it's affordability at the end of the day. With foreigners, when they come, they have an itinerary list. Their currency is way higher than
ours. It can change. That's what I wanted to say. Yeah. It can change, actually.
Yes. Their currency is way higher than that of Namibians. So for them, they are living within their means. Because when they come here, it's like me going to Angola and changing my Namibian dollars into Angola.
Yeah.
Suddenly I'm a millionaire.
Yeah. Apparently. In that,
Yeah. So suddenly you are a millionaire that side. And it's just a matter of affordability. It's taking away from word to mouth marketing. Now, foreigners, yes, they can see they are attracted to it. They are also very, what is the correct word for them? They are also very adventurous.
Yeah.
So, and it's mostly white people. I'm not trying to say anything about white people, but white people would do anything. They are very daring. That is what I'm trying to say. They are very daring. So they would try anything, even without recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as for me and my melanin, I will ask, David, have you been to Wewe?
Yeah.
Yes, it's a scary place. Okay. That you just closed my gates of ever going there.
And end of the story.
End of the story. Oh yes, but it's expensive, eh? Your pocket need to be tight to be big. Already you have cut away somewhere there.
Your interest to
the interest also goes because I need to be able to afford it. I need to be able to go to a place and do activities. I don't wanna go to like I see most people do.
Not just to go there and sleep.
Yes, yeah. Like I see most people do.
Yeah.
You have never been to the coastal towns of the country, and you go there, but you just stay indoors and sleep and go drink a few beers or pour
then
you are
go
back
to the coast and go back home.
Yeah, you go by the beach and then you go back home. Yeah. That's not how tourism is supposed to be about. You know, go skydiving, go kayaking, go do something.
You don't know nice things.
Go, no, they know. You know, you just don't have the capacity. Mm-hmm. Go abuse those 8 camels that they are abusing me.
Yeah. It's actually a good point. But the thing of affordability, I think is a main concern because when you look at, lodges, hotels, especially the coastal town of Namibia, you realize that these are not our things. Unless you go there with work.
Who's our? Speak for yourself then.
No. I'm talking about now, you know, luxurious accommodation.
Personally, they are my things. I just don't have the capacity.
No. Yeah, actually, we are talking the same thing to say it's affordability.
Mm-hmm.
It's affordability. When you go to a coastal town like, Swakopmund, Walvis Bay, you go to Rudderis, you look at the price of, you know, lodges and also price of hotels, you realize to say you can't, not everybody can afford it, but the price rate of those people, they are based on how many people are most likely to travel to that area. But in most cases, these are the people that, tourists. So I think from affordability, let us look at self-sabotaging. Mm-hmm. Things that we do deliberately, but they are putting ourselves down. Let's talk about poaching. I think I was having some statistics here about poaching in Namibia, because that is a battle which has been fought for a very long time, and Namibian police and law enforcement are still not winning it, although they are also trying. And the question that we're asking ourselves, who is behind that, and for how long are we going to continue with these cases of poaching? Because the numbers here, although they are a bit down now, in 2024, it was indicated that 28 rhinos were poached, which include like 19 black rhinos and also 9 white rhinos. Some are from, most of them are from Etosha National Park. Mm-hmm. And also some are from, you know, private farms. Then you are asking yourself to say, who is behind this, and what is the underground business which is sabotaging or which is destroying our natural resources and also our wildlife? Because when you look at other countries, you go to UK, you go to Germany, you realize that some people are left with nothing, not even like 100% plants. Things are finished. People are using artificial plants. Animals which are there are in zoos. And you start to ask yourself to say, for us who are still having this wealth, how can we protect it better? And how can we protect it better for the future generation? Because that is a source of income. A rhino standing there on its own, you without killing it and dehorn it, it's wealth on its own, because when it attracts a lot of people and is not found everywhere in the world. I think that is something that we need to address apart from criminal activities. Robbing tourists. Mm-hmm. Let's look at poaching and also other self-sabotaging, you know, activities that Namibians are doing.
Look, I'm not trying to defend those in the wrong.
No, you are defending them.
I'm not defending them.
Yeah.
But there is a reason such things are happening in a country as small as Namibia.
Yeah.
As small as Namibia. First and foremost, you need to ask yourself, you know, a wild animal is something very scary.
Yeah.
So you need to ask yourself, why would someone risk it all, risk their lives, when they even know the consequences of poaching, to go and do it? It goes back to high unemployment rate. It goes back to a hungry nation.
Yeah.
It goes back to so many things. Yes, it hinders the tourism industry, but for you to be able to take away poaching as a whole, you need to start addressing the problems that are the reason people are doing this. Yeah, there are those that are doing it out of greed, because of course these are very expensive things, like also elephants are being poached, and just to sell an elephant tusk, it's a lot of money. So people want money. Money is what everyone is after.
Money will come.
When? It has been coming since 35 years ago.
Yeah, you are right. You are right. When you talk about pushing factors, that is it's the right thing. So one of the solutions is addressing high rate of unemployment. But you also need to ask yourself, who is motivating these people? Because I still have doubt.
It's the black market that is that is motivating these people, and it's also people.
But the black market is not that black. It's not black.
And it's also people in places I don't want to mention that is are enabling these things.
Yeah.
Because I can tell you for sure, Basic Hileni will not be able to sell a rhino horn on the black market.
Yeah.
You need to know a guy that will make it happen.
Yeah.
And a guy that usually make it happen is someone that is already within the system.
Indeed.
You know, sometimes these things, let's say you are a diamond dealer.
Yeah.
For instance,
yeah,
you know the value of diamonds, which also means you have access to the buyers
in the market. Yeah.
Basic Hileni does not have that information.
You can't do it.
So you have to outsource people. This thing people usually say it's just the ground people here doing the work. I always tell people, there's more to the story than that. Because where is this person going to sell the things? Where are they taking them? You need to know some. You need to have a willing buyer for you to risk your life like that.
Yeah, you are right.
And it's people in places, it's policymakers people in associations to those things that are actually triggering this. Because if today you, David, you are a diamond seller, you come to me and you say, ah, there's a market for diamonds. People are looking for diamonds. Mm. And I know where the diamonds are coming from and I know I can risk it and you will give me a fair share.
Mm.
I'm going to risk it all and I'm going to come back to you and you are going to bring me the buyer and we are going to do business and life goes on.
Yeah, I think you are right, because they are saying behind every big crime, there's always a guy in the darkness that you cannot see. And that is a very difficult thing also to uproot, because when you look at
or to prove,
because when you look at these guys, when you look at the weapons that they have, these are not cheap weapons. They have advanced technology. People have insight to say, this is the map. People are not just entering like that. Mm-hmm. People have map. People have everything, and they know.
And they patrol
in those game parks, but they are still going in because sometimes we are asking ourselves to say, maybe the barrier to Namibian development is our own problem. Instead of blaming people from the outside to say no, there is you can talk about change in prices or whatever. You can talk about international cooperation, but in most cases, it's us here who are enabling those things to happen. And I think that thing need to be addressed, not only by law enforcement and also maybe by those who are willing to risk it all for their own benefit in an ethical way, so that maybe they can get something. So I think that is one of the things that we need to look at. Yes, Zafia?
Well, we should also look at the opportunities, like we just discussed.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? There's someone that actually, and she, mind you, she's not Namibian.
Yeah.
But she's making money being a foreigner in Namibia. How is she doing that? She goes to different lodges. That's her job.
Yeah.
She goes to different lodges and she takes pictures, and she has actually created her own website.
Yeah.
So she would attract, she would bring different people that will book through her to that lodge, and the lodge will pay her like almost like a spotter's fee.
Mm.
So that's how she makes money. And she's been to different, different lodges, and she gets payments because even though she's not at that lodge anymore, people still book through her website because they use her code.
So it's an agent.
She started with influencing, and then she moved to that.
Now that is an opportunity for somebody who is Namibian or from outside.
She does this in different countries.
Uh-huh.
She traveled to Angola.
Mm.
She did the same. So now she started just with a website.
But it's a Namibian.
No, she's not Namibian.
Uh-huh.
But she does it with different countries. But I'm saying a Namibian can also do it.
No, she must.
We have a lot of people
that
do not, let me say I go tomorrow and I set up my website.
Yeah.
And I set up my Instagram page and people ask me, how do I get to this places? Mm-hmm. I tour places. I make deals with these, tourists. Tourist destinations like lodges and places. Now ask them, listen, if I bring you this kind of customers through me, what is my fee? That's the kind of talkings you do.
What is my take?
Then, what am I going to get out of the deal? What am I going to get? So that is also a stream of income.
Mm.
I know of people when we were in Thailand.
Yeah.
They call them it's like a small group of, they're local.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I thought, I spoke to my friend, what if Namibians can also do it? So you go on to, some of these tourists that come, they're young and they don't know the places that we hang out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you book them for a night
just
to hang out.
I want to go there also.
Like the party.
You say Thailand,
to see the party life.
The party life. So you go on the website and you book it with these people. They give you their rate.
Mm-hmm.
They give you we're going to do club hopping or bar hopping or whatever, see nightlife, And you pay them. Now imagine you're a Namibian. You have your Instagram page. You're just a tourist night, you give them a nice experience.
I think I can win in that.
You understand? You just give them a nice life. It's another way, a stream of income.
Yeah.
You don't take much. Yeah. You just need to make sure that your pictures are up with a few tourists.
No places.
And remember,
no places.
Word of mouth. They go back. They go share your details. Mm. They come back. When they get to Namibia, they already call Hileni, David, we up for a nightlife.
No, I think
a Namibia night experience.
That is actually a very good business. And I think Namibians can also think about it and also take that opportunity, because some of the things is how you think about it, or maybe it's through experience, then you'll be able to know, because there might be a lot of business ideas around us, but because we did not travel, we don't understand how things are being done. Somebody will come from nowhere and to grab those opportunities. Like they did it. Our friends from Zim, they came, they see opportunities everywhere. Then we started saying, "No, why are you taking our opportunities?" But they have not been there. So I think that is it's actually a very good business, opportunities. So dear listeners, we are almost there. We have around a few seconds, and from my side, I think, thank you very much for listening to Business and Economic segment, and, continue following us, all our social media platform. And, let us support our tourism sector, and, let's try to find opportunities there.
From my side, I would like to urge those in the tourism sector to please, just do better with the infrastructure and make sure it's easy to get to locations. Guys, I cannot spend 5 years looking for the space, and by the time I find it, my leave days are also over. No, really, it's some places are difficult to get. There's no network, so maps will not work. So, just a way to make places easily accessible to people. We are not saying move everything and centralize everything in one space. We are just saying make it easy to access. Make the roads properly. Make them straighter so I don't have to go in circles. And, as a nation, we could all thrive together. And that is good night from me.
And from me, Zafia, thank you for spending your evening with us. Until next time, keep the conversation going and keep building Namibia.
Mukungu lelewa tuko maikuto amina apiri kwa mavchaziva. Mwele kisema app ato kasi nchavu kamso, zakale riferire.